Zvachim Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Habachor Koidim L'Maisa. We continue with Mekudosh Mechaveroi. Mipnei Shekdushose Merechem V'Nechel L'Kehanim. The Bachor is Kodesh Be'etzem, and it can only be eaten Kehanim as opposed to Maisa, which is eaten by the Bailim. It's eaten like a Korban Shlomim, but L'Maisa, it's eaten by the Bailim. So obviously, the Mishnah over here does not point out the other differences between Bachor and Shlomim, because the Gabi, all the above mentioned, the Mishnah Beis, Dika, Chilukim between the two, Bechor and Maisa are Shovim Zelazer. There's no Smicha, there's no Tenufas Chaz of a Shoik, because it's a Korban that has nothing of it being given to the Kehanim. So in that sense, the Bechor, which is Kula Nechel Kehanim, has more Kedusha. HaMaisa, Koidim Lo'ifois, Nteishu Zevach V'yesh Bekotche Kadoshim. A Maiser, even though it's the least Kedusha of the different Korbanos of Behemoth that we mentioned till now, it still has Kedima, it has more Kedusha than Oifos, Mtneshu Zevach. Shchita is a higher process than Malika, as more Chshivus, done with a Kli. The Ejbe Kotcha Kedusha, this needs a little bit of elaboration. The Mishnah says it has, what has? What it means to say is Maiser has Kotcha Kedusha. Maiser is certainly not Kotcha Kedusha. Domoy Vemurov, what does he mean to say by that? So what he means to say is like this. This is the way the Mefarshim explain it. The Eishbe Kotcha Kedoshim means that even though the Korbanos Oif is Kulei Kotcha Kedoshim, both Chatos and Oila can only, it's Kotcha Kedoshim, it has to be Bitzofoin. But Lamaisa, the Maisa has two Chalokim that are Shaykh L'Gavoya. That's what it means Kotcha Kedoshim in this context. Two chalokim which are gavoy, domoy ve'murov, that's what the Mishnah explains. Yesh be kodesh kadoshim, it has multiple things that go on the mizbeach, domoy ve'murov, as opposed to chatos ve'oilas oif. Chatos only has dam on the mizbeach. And even though oilas oif has also dam ve'murim on the mizbeach, but oif is secondary to chatos oif. So if it's secondary to chatos oif, and chatos oif has more chashivus, chatos oif is tofel, less kedusha than ma'isa behema, so then kolshken ela soif is secondary. Mishnah dalet, ha'oif is koidim l'menochos. We just said a behema is koidim la'oif. Oif is koidim l'menochos, b'nei she'em minei domim. Dam is leikam iratz ala mizbeach. A mincha is a secondary type of korban. Minchas choyte kedemis l'minchas nedova, b'nei she'bo al chet. The lashon that we had before is that chatos has more kedusha than oila because chatos is meratz, it's mechaper. Here he says mnei shibo achet. Meratz and mechaper is the lashon by minei domim, not by minchas choyte. Achabonim, the idea is the same. Now it's worth pointing out that there would be a mokum to say that minchas choyte should have less chashivus than a minchas nedovim, because the nedovim comes with shemen and levoino. Minchas choyte, such as a minchas, wherever it's brought, as one of the Korbanos Olav Yairit, where a choyte can bring a chatos of menochos, it's brought without shemen levoina, as the pasuk says by minchas soita, that since it's brought ala chet, therefore it's brought without shemen levoina. You could say that has less kedusha. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Chatos hoif kedemis loyla soif. Chatos hoif has more chashivus than el soif. We had earlier that a chatos by behemoth is koidim lo el soif. This is meratza, this is not meratza. Here the Mishnah doesn't explain. And more than that, the Mefarshim explained that the reasoning of zrikas hadam of behemoth chatos before behemoth oila because it's meratza does not help to explain that chatos oif should be before el soif. Why? Because chatos oif doesn't have any chelik that's put on the mizbech bechval. It's necheles kula the guf, and there's no haktor at all. So there would be a mokum to say that oila sa'if that's mukteres is better than a korban chatas, and that maila outweighs the maila of being mechape, being meratza. Therefore, the Mishnah has to give us another din. The Gemara says it from Exes HaKosuf to explain specifically by oila sa'if why chatos oif is kodemus leil soif. And the reasoning goes like this. This is by a carbon oila v'yayrid. By a carbon oila v'yayrid, he has to bring two. He has to bring shtei terim or shtei b'nei yoyin. Echad l'chatos v'echad loilo. This is a chiddush. We explained this a few prokim ago, that the peer of a chatos and an oila replaces the choyvas chatos. Very big chiddush. We explained then that they're really both part of the same carbon. Witness the fact that they're called a can of two birds. There's no such thing, Lamarshal, as taking a behemoth and being magashit for a behemoth, for a carbon. Which carbon? I'll figure it out later on if I want to bring a shlom or an oil, etc., etc. Nishda zazak. Masha'en came by a can of shtei b'nei yoyno, shtei p'toyrim. He's magdish two birds. The homosexual kingdom is predicated on this. And later on, he'll say which one is a chatos and which one is another. What's chalna? What's shame? The shame of the korban is a korban oilav yoyrid or a korban yoledes, which has in it an oila and a chatos. So therefore, they're both part of the same korban. Which one comes first? Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says in Perek Hay in Parshas Vayikra, "V'hikriv es hashachatos lachatos rishoino ves hasheni yase oila." The Torah says specifically over bazum d'gezakosu that the chatos is brought first, not the oila. That's why we need a pasuk over here, like we just explained. All this is a cheshbon in Tosfos over here, not the Tosfos Yom Tov brings. It's important. One more point that's negeh bechalal the chatos being koydemes to oila. Is we learned before that Zrika's dam chatos comes before oila because the Zrika's adam that's meratzer comes before Zrika's dam of oila. The haktoras evorim of an oila comes before haktoras emurim of a chatos because an oila is all kol leishim. Nu, so lechara, which one should you do first? So here the Mefarshim point out that you have to go boss of the Seder Zrika's adam of Kedima. And therefore, chatos comes before oila. So, even though if you would have in front of you evorim versus haktoras emurim, the evorim of the oila would come before the emurim of the chatos. It's all mavur over here in the mufarsh. The Mishnah adds two words: v'chein behekdesha. When he's mafrish his shtei teirim shnei bnei yoni that we just mentioned before, he's koyre the shem chatos before the din lechatchila. When he actually designates them, he takes them to the base of Mikdash, go Yoledes, takes two birds to the base of Mikdash. They're left anonymous. Learn the homosexual kinyan with what happens if they're not left anonymous and they get mixed up. So the chatos with the oilo, he's magdish the she, he is magdish the chatos first, chatos koydemes lo oilo.